This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by the Christmas in the Canal Toy Drive. The Multicultural Center of Marin is doing a toy drive for kids in need this holiday season. I have a friend who works there, and she was saying how incredibly generous the Alice listeners have been. I am not surprised. You guys have always turned out in force for every toy drive that we've ever done, like to the point where we're flabbergasted by your generosity. Keep up the good work. The center is collecting unwrapped toys and gift cards by December 15th. So go to multiculturalmarin.org to get details. You can make a donation there. I think on our Facebook page, this is posted up there as well, so it's easy to find the information. It's on my Instagram, multiculturalmarin.org. Find out all the details, and just there's actually a click to donate button as well. And it's a bummer because we're not doing our normal toy drive like we would this year. And because no one's doing anything like they would this year, like going to concerts. Mm-hmm. Ticketmaster is talking about how things will look in the future, even once people are vaccinated. It's going to be a huge pain in the ass, but it'll be worth it because you're going to get to go to a concert. They're going to make you prove they ain't got the Rona. Coronavirus.
Well, for a little while, we'll have to do this probably in lots of sporting events will probably be like this too.
They are actually working on a system where you will have to either prove you've been vaccinated or test negative in advance in a small window to even get past the gate. So after you buy a ticket, you'll either have to verify that you've been vaccinated within a certain window, or you'll have to test negative 24 to 48 hours before the show, which still leaves a window for infection. I mean, you can get that thing anywhere, and who knows how long you're passing it around before you get any symptoms. My feeling is, though, that there aren't even going to be any concerts really scheduled until next summer anyway. So if most of us have been vaccinated, then hopefully this won't be a problem. It'll be done through the Ticketmaster app. Before you even show up, you'll have to do this verification. One official who's helping entertainment companies establish COVID-19 strategy says, integrating ticketing platforms with the guest verified testing results is one way to reimagine how we're going to get fans back to live events. And although most people have said, if I get the vaccine and the vaccine's widely available, I am willing to go and do these things. So hopefully it won't be an issue. Hopefully you'll get vaccinated and you just go, yep, here's my verification of vaccination.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about this in particular, for me anyway, is that no one is making you go to a show.
Right.
So no one is making you get the vaccine, and no one is making you prove you have the vaccine unless you want to go out in public and party with the people.
And
so to me, that just seems legit. You got to look after your
fellow man.
Oh, I don't know if you want to call that an audience or your customers. I mean, Ticketmaster's got to be responsible for the tickets they sell, and I like it. It's
yeah.
Good move.
I think so, too. I really feel like if you feel like things are being handled responsibly, that takes that part of the worry away. And if you've already got a vaccine and you're feeling good about it, then I mean, I'm actually really looking forward to, and I'm not a huge concert person, but I know you are, and I'm saying me as someone who's not a super enthusiast, even I am like, I would like to go to a show. I think because so many things have rolled past us that I would have gone to. And right now, we would have been talking nonstop about Alice in Winterland, which is always our favorite way to kick off the season.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
God,
I know,
who posted it? I think it was Marcus Osborne's wife, and it was an old photo of us all together at Alice in Winterland was it Harry Connick one year?
It was. Mm-hmm.
And Marcus was there, and it was a picture of all of us. And it was the year you wore the red pants, and I was like, oh.
Oh, the Santa
I
year.
I miss Winterland so much.
I just
much.
Tried to get a holiday outfit and never heard the end of it. I don't miss that part.
And Harry Connick was so cool because he's just like, hi, I'm Harry. And you just go, well, I know.
Yeah. And he just sat there at his keyboard and regaled the audience with Christmas tunes. And I, it's
yeah, he
fantastic.
Was great. Mm.
The best songs of the stupid pandemic plague year. They're doing one of these. Billboard has their list of the best songs of 2020. You know, really, I'll give you like maybe the top 10, I guess. Because all the songs you think are in there. And I'm not going to, certainly not going to do a whole 100 list. But Cardigan from Taylor Swift almost made it, and that's number 11. Dua Lipa, Break My Heart. Da-da-da, which is, didn't we just hear that song? Mm-hmm. Break My Heart. Rockstar, DaBaby, and Roddy Ricch. That's number 9. Mood by 24K Golden.
Oh, you know that
Ian
one.
Ian Dior.
All the time.
Yeah, it's on the station.
Oh, let me hear that. Mood.
I'm not sure.
Because why are you always in
why
the
mood?
Why
are you always in the mood? I just got to make sure I get the clean version.
It's all over TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so maybe I have. It's one of those.
Yeah.
There's lot of TikTok hits on here.
You love this song, actually, Sarah.
I didn't know his name, Mood. It's by 24K Golden and Ian Dior. BTS has a song in the top 10. This is Billboard's list. Dynamite, mm-hmm. Doja Cat, Say So, WAP, Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion. Adore You. I love that tune. It's Harry Styles. That's number 4. Savage, Megan Thee Stallion, and Beyonce. Ratchet. Blinding Lights, The Weeknd. And the number 1 song, according to Billboard, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. Hey, go, Bren, sing it.
Ariana.
I can't hear Bryn at all.
I know. I don't hear him.
That was me singing right there. It just sounds so much like her, you know.
Uh-huh.
That we couldn't.
Too legit to quit, so.
You rat.
What are you doing? You're lighting over there. You look like
you
a
look
ghost.
Weird.
You're like a ghost person.
You're blue.
I just have good lighting, that's all.
Is that
really?
Right?
Because it actually seems like really washed out lighting, like you're sitting under ultraviolet rays or something, like you're in a tanning bed.
What's the big deal? I don't know, it's just
What's
lighting
the
from the
deal?
Screen.
We're watching you build a spaceship.
Yeah.
That's
Are you
the
leaving
big deal?
The Earth? What is happening
I'm
in
trying
your
to play you
songs.
Just leave it be, all right?
On
Slowly
me.
But surely you keep adding. At one point, I don't know, some Friday in the future, we're going to hear blast off, a countdown and a blast off, and Bryn's going to just leave the camera view.
Goodbye forever. Oh, boy. Anyway, a bunch of people did, you know, as it's the end of the year, everyone's doing their list. Pitchfork, they chose a pretty surprising number 1. They did WAP. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. Their number 2 was People I've Been Sad by French star Christine and the Queens. NME also put WAP at their number 1 on their list. New York Times did their list, and their number 1 was the TikTok sensation F2020 by Avenue Beat and Jesse Reyes. And Rolling Stone, they actually put Dreams by Fleetwood Mac at the end of their top 50 songs because it made it back in. So if you're looking for lists, they're out there. Have at it. I'm just giving you like a list roundup. Madonna, how old is Madonna? Vinny.
Madonna is 67.
She's 62.
Oh,
so you
I
got
was
the
so
you
close.
Got the right decade. She's 62 years old. Does she have any tattoos?
Does Madonna have any tattoos? Since you're asking, I'm going to say yes. Yes, she does.
She just got her first one at age 62. It is a wrist tattoo, and it's just letters. It's LRDMSE, and it's a tribute to all her children.
Oh, wait. How many kids does she have?
Six children.
I just saw her daughter in a ad. Did you see that ad?
I haven't seen it, but I see she models. I've seen her in some stuff.
Lourdes is modeling the new Juicy Underwear campaign.
Oh, yeah, and I wasn't like, looking at Juicy Underwear, so I guess that's how I missed it. Let me see the Juicy. Oh, yeah. And is that some kind of grill that's giving her an extra wide split in the top teeth there, or are they just... Yeah, it is. It's some kind of... Boy, she looks great.
Anyway, good for her. I mean, if you want to get a tattoo...
Yeah, then go ahead. Do it.
Unless you're my kid. And then
it's
say,
L for Lourdes, who's 24 years old. R for Rocco, who's 20. Those are... I think Rocco is the one kid that she had with Guy Ritchie. Right?
Carlos Leon is the dad of Lourdes.
Yeah.
Guy Ritchie is the dad of Rocco. I don't know any of these other kids you're about to tell us about.
She adopted them all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so David, I think his name was David Banda. He's 15 years old, so he's the D. Mercy, who's 14, and 8-year-old twins, Esther and Stella. I may be pronouncing Esther's name, mispronouncing her name. I don't know a lot of those. I remember David when she adopted him. I guess I must have fallen off following her. She wrote, inked for the very first time.
Oh, cute.
The like a virgin.
Here's the problem.
Singer.
And I'm sure other people with tattoos will, most people end up getting more. I don't know what it is, why it's addictive. It hurts and it costs money and it takes time. And you'd almost think that the artist should pay you since you're the canvas. And yet, you just keep going back.
Yeah. You have a half-finished tattoo going right now, don't you?
I got a tattoo right before we went into lockdown. And he did the first half, and I'm supposed to go back for color. And I guess I won't do that until next summer.
Right. When the pandemic's over.
If I'm lucky, I guess.
Right. I'm sure he's got a bit of a backlog.
Mm-hmm.
Although I know there are tattoo artists working. They're
probably, I haven't even tried.
Probably not supposed to be working. I have no idea what the rules and regs are on that, but I definitely
I haven't even written him to inquire about when we'll finish. I'm just going to wait. I'm not even going to. And maybe it'll never get finished. I don't know.
Yeah. It's as long as it's fully outlined. I'm sure it's still nice looking. Right?
Well. Either way,
you want
it is what it is. I got half a tattoo and then a pandemic hit. What are you going to do?
Just muscle through, I guess.
There's bigger problems for sure.
Yep.
I fixed my camera.
Oh, you did fix your camera. Look at you. You look normal again. You look like a human and not a ghost.
I didn't mean
you just look ghostly. That's all.
Well, yeah. I don't know what's going on. I have to reset my camera.
You got
to
get out
of here. Oh, God. Someone just wrote it in. Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park. That's the... amusement park movie that I watched when I was a kid with Jason.
Is that the only
Sisko.
Kiss movie? Because that sounds right.
There might be more, but that's the one I remember.
The Phantom of the Park. Sounds great. Crocs.
They're the best.
I know.
Are they?
They are. I slip right into them. And
you know what?
They're my out the back door shoes. I got my sneakers by the front door. I'm all set. Got it all.
You know our boss is my dude, right? I love him.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of Crocs with all the jangly things that you have on yours. And I went, oh, no.
The tarms.
They're gibbets or something. That they're
giblets? What did you say?
Is that what they're called?
Well, that's what it says here in the story about Crocs. Gibbets, J-I-B-B-I-T-Z.
Well, so, you two have that in common because he's got a pair and he's got the giblets on it.
Well, you have it in common with us, too. Your kids gibbets. Your kids have...
they're pricey Crocs? On this site.
Yeah.
It's like $4 each.
You're right.
Yeah. Crocs are so great. Anyway, Crocs. That's what we're talking about here. Post Malone and Crocs have reunited for their fifth collaboration.
Oh, geez. Okay.
That's right. New Post Malone Crocs. These ones look hard to get into, in my opinion. Like, I like the ones with the just the rubber backing strip that's made out of the same. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what these things are made out of.
Don't you just flip aren't that rubber strip up and not even
you can
use
no
it?
I stick my foot in it because sometimes they'll fall off, but but yeah, you kick it right over and then you slide in like a clog, and I guess they're all technically clogs, but this one has like kind of a elasticize, I guess, so you can keep them on there tight. You wouldn't want to lose your Crocs. He is teamed up with them to release the it's called the Post Malone and Crocs Duet Max Clog 2. That came out on Tuesday.
Fancy.
It's a pink and black colorway.
Oh, I have a black and blue one.
Oh.
Are these the same?
I'm seeing a pink one on the thing I'm looking at, but we could be looking at different things. They're mm-hmm. saying pink and black here, so maybe that's the black version and there's a pink version too.
I have the pink one here too. Let's see here.
They are just great. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're still black, but pink on the inside.
Yeah, pink on the inside. Stylish. I'm also seeing, I'm not even seeing those ones. I saw the blue ones, but I'm seeing an all pink one. But that could just be one of his other duets mm-hmm. with them.
A duet. Good one.
You know, he does duets with them.
I get it.
He also helped design a new set of Crocs charms called Gibbets that include images of grapes, hearts, rubber duckies, and other images inspired by his many tattoos. One says always, one says tired. So if you are, I guess it looks like maybe you can't buy these quite yet because they're going to give away 5,000. They're going to surprise 5,000 fans with a free pair. They have a giveaway set all across the world. I'm not seeing, I see many major cities, but I do not see San Francisco, so I'm sorry. San Francisco. Yeah, there's the pink one. See how it has like an elastic? It even looks like it has a Velcro adjustment thing there.
It looks like it's got a much more padded where your Achilles is. It's got an extra padding thing there.
It does. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it looks like a whole little built-in. So these are like souped up.
This is luxury.
Wow.
Oh, look. And they say
high-end Crocs.
They say P and M on the sides. Like
how clever.
Oh, God, it's so cute. He has long been a collaborator with the brand. He started collaborating with them in 2018. So long, meaning 2 years. This was a really long year.
Wait a minute. So those, you walk around with one pink and one black, not you get a pink pair or you get a black pair.
I think these are the two available options. Mm-hmm. I think you get, you could mix and match, I suppose.
Yeah, the way I'm looking at it, I'm seeing that that's a right and a left from the way I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking, they sell that so you wear one of each.
Or if you want it, you have to buy two pairs.
Yeah, they'll sell you two pairs and you can, wear half a pair of each.
I don't even know why I'm commenting. I'm not going to touch any of these Crocs. No. Nope.
He says, each time Crocs and I partner, we make something better than before. And I'm excited about what we came up with this time around. Drop 5 is going to be one my fans remember. That's my Post Malone impersonation.
510 says, I just ordered my son the Post Malone Crocs. So they're big.
Lucky.
Already happening.
Looks like they are happening. They're about $60. The Gibbets charms are sold separately for $12. 2018. He's got his previous designs include a devil motif pattern, a yellow shoe with a barbed wire image, and black. Oh, that's the black and blue camouflage pattern is a past incarnation of it. So there you go. If you're looking for Crocs, a new pair of Crocs, they do wear out eventually.
The one I went to the website, crocs.com, with Post Malone, the tab. It's sold out here.
Oh, it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe that lady bought the last pair. do you think it's worth playing the Bon Jovi Christmas songs?
Oh. Up to you.
I mean, I could do a vinyl album sales.
You just need to pull them up.
Yeah, pull those up. Okay. So Bon Jovi has released covers of three cherished Yuletide songs. It's called John Bon Jovi Christmas. It's just in time for the holiday season. There's three tracks. I think you only grabbed a couple of these, right?
Yeah.
He's got an update of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' 92 song Christmas All Over Again. Also, the Elvis Presley ballad If I Get Home on Christmas Day from 1971 and one from the Pogues, Fairytale of New York. Which you've probably heard before. Which ones did you grab?
Christmas All Over Again.
Again. He sounds like he's doing a Tom Petty impersonation.
And you want the second one? Here's,
yeah, what else did you decide on?
If I get home on Christmas Day.
Wow. Yeah,
I feel okay, so he's not trying. All right. I was going to dust off my leather jacket with the arm fringe, but I can't wear that jacket with these songs.
Hey,
it doesn't work.
It's your grandpa, John Bon Jovi. With new song for Christmas. Christmas like the olden times. I'm not doing his Elvis impersonation.
Yes, I like
your hand
it.
Is up. I like it too.
Sarah, did you ever have a leather jacket with the arm tassels like Bon Jovi's?
I didn't. Oh. I did have a lot of leather jackets, but I never had a tassel-y one. You know, I just never found one that worked for me. I kept on looking, though.
I bet.
I was always looking for a leather cowboy. You know, not a cowboy hat, but the ones with the brims, that, you know, kind of the Bon Jovi style. I think Richie Sambora used to wear one of those. I like those.
Oh,
I never found one of those either, which is too bad because I could have dressed up as Bon Jovi for Halloween.
Why'd you go, Richie? Why'd you go?
All right, that's all I have time for. Vincent, what is coming up in the
I have some fast facts. I have dating this year, which apparently has really been stinky. And more after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.